At the bottom of Daf Chesamid Aleph, four lines from the bottom of the page, Amalei Rav Adabar Ava L'Rava. Rav Adabar Ava said to Rava, wait a second, Kol Hecha D'Chsiv Asher D'I Ba'ihu. Every time the Torah uses the word Asher, it means if you want to. Like you said that when Asher, you come into the forest and start chopping wood, that's when you go to Golus. But so Rava thought that means that if you had to chop the wood because you had a mitzvah to do, you wouldn't go to Golus. Is that true? Anytime the word Asher is used, it means that it's, you're doing something optional. Elameata, if that were the case, I have another pasuk for you. V'ish Asher yitma v'lo yischata. A man, Asher, became Tamei, and he didn't purify himself, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Kares. Does that also mean, Ibai Mitma, Ibai Lo Mitma? That he'd only be Chayiv Kares if the way he became Tamei was optional, that he chose to become Tamei? Meis Mitzvah Delo Sagi Delo Mitma, Hachinami Depater? But a Meis Mitzvah, where he would be obligated to become Tamei, he's then allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash? He would then be Pater if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, if the source of his Tumah was a mitzvah, was Meis Mitzvah? Meis Mitzvah is an important concept from yesterday. If would that be true? That's ridiculous. We know that that's not true. Says Gemara, of course that's not true. Shiny Hasam, over there it's different. Da'amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Tamei Hiyeh, that the guy is Tamei. Anyone who's Tamei goes into the Beis HaMikdash is Chayiv Kares. And Tamei implies Mikol Makom, that we don't care why he's Tamei. If you're Tamei and you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you're Chayiv Kares. Says Gemara, yeah, but don't we already use the words Tamei to teach me something else? Haumi Bayile Lichaditanya. We already use the words Tamei to teach me what it says in the following Braisa. Tamei Yeh L'Rabos Tevul Yom. Tamei Yeh teaches me not just for whatever reason you became Tamei that you're Chayiv if you go on the Beis HaMikdash. Tamei Yeh teaches me whatever level of Tumah you're on, you're not allowed to go on the Beis HaMikdash. Even if you're just a Tevul Yom. What's a Tevul Yom? You're a guy who already did what? Already went to the mikvah, so you're not even so Tamei anymore. Still, you're not allowed to go on the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that what Tamei Yeh is teaching me? And Tumasavo, another phrase in the Pasuk, Tumasavo teaches me, L'Rabos Mechusar Kippurim, that even if not only did you go to the mikvah, but you already had, what? Nightfall. Even then, you're not allowed to go in the Beis HaMikdash. Question mark, though. How can you say, Tamei Yeh teaches me that a person who is Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah is not allowed to go in the Beis HaMikdash? We already use Tamei Yeh teach me something else. Amar Lei, Ana Me'od Ka'amina. He says, yeah, but there's another word in the Pasuk, Od, that you could darshan. So between all the different words in the Pasuk, there's enough room to teach that someone who became Tamei from a Meis Mitzvah that goes into the Beis HaMikdash is Chayiv Kares. Even though normally the word Asher always means you did something optional, the word Asher, when it describes someone who became Tamei, does not mean he did something optional. It means no matter how he became Tamei. Ika demasnila aha. Some have that whole conversation in the following context. That it wasn't about a discussion of Tumah, it was about the following discussion. B'charish uv'katzir tishbos. Pasuk says that on the Shemitah year, like this year, you're not allowed to do charisha or katzira. What's charisha and katzira? Plowing and harvesting. You're not allowed to do that in your field. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, well, wait a second. Eino tzarech lomar charish shel shviyas v'katzir shel shviyas. You don't need to tell me in this pasuk not to plow or harvest during Shemitah. Shorei kvar nemar, because there's another pasuk that says, sadcha lo sizra v'karmecha lo sizmar, that you shouldn't do any of the normal work in your field during Shemitah. So what's this pasuk telling me? It's not, can't be telling me not to plow or harvest during Shemitah. That's obvious. Ella afilu charish shel erev shviyas shenichnas lo shviyas. Even plowing on right before a Shemitah year, when it's going to affect the Shemitah year. V'katzir shel shviyas sheyatzal matzai shviyas. Or harvesting right after the Shemitah year, the stuff that grew during the Shemitah year, even that's aser. That's what it's teaching me. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, that's not what it's teaching me. And when it tells me about plowing and harvesting in Shemitah, here's what it's teaching me. Macharish rishus af katzir rishus. That you know what kind of plowing and harvesting you're not allowed to do during Shemitah year? Only plowing and harvesting that's optional. You stam, want to plow, you want to harvest, you want to work your field. That's what you're not allowed to do during Shemitah year. But if you were ever to find a mitzvah to plow or harvest, you're allowed to do that during Shemitah year. Where's there ever a mitzvah to harvest something? Where's there ever a mitzvah to harvest something? Yatza Ktira Omer Shu Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to harvest the grain for the Karban Omer. So that you're allowed to do during Shemitah year. Rabbi Shmuel says, that's what the Pasuk is teaching me. That you're allowed to harvest grain for the Karban Omer, because that's not just a Ktzira of Rishus, that's a Ktzira of Mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. Amrlei Ahumei Rabbanan L'Rava. So one of the rabbis said to Rava, Mimai D'Charisha D'Rishus, Dilma Charishas Omer D'Mitzvah, V'afilu Hachi Amar Rachman HaTishvos. How do you know when the Torah says not to plow, it only means don't plow for regular plowing? Maybe it means don't even plow for a mitzvah. Maybe the pasuk when it says don't plow means don't plow at all, not even for a mitzvah. What did the Brisa just say? That Rabbi Shmuel holds when it says don't plow and don't harvest, it means just don't do regular plowing and harvesting. But if you want to do for a mitzvah, that's okay. So the Ahumei Rabbanan said to Rabbi, who said? Maybe when it says don't plow, don't harvest, you know what it means? Don't plow anything. Don't harvest anything. I don't care if it's a mitzvah or not. Don't do it. Amar Lei, so he said, no, that can't be the case. Kiven de matzah charush, eino charesh, lav mitzvah. There's no such thing as plowing for a mitzvah. Because if you found the field already plowed, you wouldn't have to plow it. There's no requirement to plow it during, even for Karban Omer. You wouldn't, there's no obligation. It's just that if it's not plowed, you sometimes are going to have to plow it. But by ktsira, by harvesting, even if you found grain that was pre-cut, there's a specific mitzvah of harvesting, of cutting for the sake of the Karban Omer. So by Harisha, there is no such thing as Harisha's mitzvah. By plowing, there is no such thing as plowing for a mitzvah. But you know there is such a thing of? Harvesting for a mitzvah. So when the Torah says, don't plow and don't harvest during Shemitah, I know it's not talking about a mitzvah. You know how I know it's not talking about a mitzvah? Because there's no such thing as Harisha's mitzvah. So it has to only be talking about when it's stam, optional harvesting, optional plowing. And therefore, we can learn from that pasuk that any mitzvah-related harvesting you're allowed to do during Shemitah. Esivei Ravina l'Rava, so Ravina asks on Rava, Yotza ava makas b'norava rava rodis talmid of shliach beizdin. We said in our Mishnah that when you're beating up somebody because it's a mitzvah, you don't go to galus. But wait a second. Is it ever a mitzvah to beat somebody up? Va'amai. Why would we say you don't go to galus? Lema, we should say, kivin dilu gamir lav mitzvah, ashtanami lav mitzvah. How could you say a Rebbe beating his Talmud up is a mitzvah? If the kid was learning, would it be a mitzvah? No. So therefore, it shouldn't be a mitzvah. We shouldn't call it a mitzvah. It should be just like plowing. If you find a field already plowed, do you have a mitzvah to plow it for the sake of the Karban Omer? No. So it should be just that we shouldn't call the beating up the kid a mitzvah either. Answers the Gemara, no, it is a mitzvah to beat up the kid, even if he is learning. Hasam afakav de gamir nami mitzvah ka'avid. Even if he's learning, it's a mitzvah. Dechsiv yasar bin chaviyani checha. Hadram Rava, then Rava backtracking and said, Lav milsi yidamri. The whole proof that I gave was a bad proof. The real proof is, Ktsira dumya de charisha. Ma charisha matzah charish enu charish, af ktsira nami, matzah katar enu kotzer. How do I know that the pasuk is talking about when you're not doing it for the sake of a mitzvah? Because by charisha, there's never a mitzvah to plow. So by ktsira also. V'sal kadaitach mitzvah, if the pasuk were talking about a mitzvah, matzah katzer eino kotzer. Why, you think that if you found an already harvested field, you wouldn't have to harvest it for the Karban Omer? Of course you would. Mitzvah liktzar lahavi. The mitzvah is to harvest it and to bring the Karban Omer. So what Rav is saying basically is that just like when it says you're not allowed to plow, the halacha is that if you found a field already plowed, you would have no requirement to plow it if it were for the Karban Omer. Well, then if it was talking about harvesting for the Karban Omer, it would have to mean that you'd have no requirement to harvest for the Karban Omer if it was already harvested. But that's not true. You do have to harvest for the Karban Omer. So the pasuk must not be talking about the Karban Omer. The pasuk's probably just talking about regular plowing, regular harvesting. Main point number one. The definition of a mitzvah is something that if it was done already, you would still have to do. Something that if it was done already, you would still have to do it. That's what makes it a mitzvah. Like for example, Ktsira Sa'omer. You could find grain harvested, but you have a mitzvah to harvest the grain for the Karban Omer. Beating up a kid. You could find the kid learning, but you still have a mitzvah to beat the kid up. Not halach l'maisa, I'm just saying, that's what the Gemara says. There's still a mitzvah to beat the kid. Says the Mishnah. Ha'av gola, because it's good for him. Ha'av gola al yidei ben, teaches him character. Ha'av gola al yidei ben, we'll discuss later. Ha'av gola al yidei ben, va ben gola al yidei av. A father accidentally kills a son, goes to galus, and a son who accidentally kills a father goes to galus. Hakol golin al yidei Yisrael, v'Yisrael golin al yidei. Anyone who kills a regular Jew goes to galus, and a Jew who kills any regular person goes to galus. Chutz mi ger toshav, except for a ger toshav. If the halacha by a ger toshav is going to be different. A Jew who kills a ger toshav doesn't go to galus. The ger toshav in a gola ella al yidei ger toshav, and a ger toshav only goes to galus if he kills another ger toshav. Says the Gemara, ha'av gola al yidei haben. We said that a father goes to galus if he kills a kid. But didn't the last Mishnah say that if a father's beating up his kid and he accidentally kills him, he doesn't go to galus because he's doing a mitzvah? So it says the Gemara, degamir. No, we're talking about a father who accidentally kills his kid while the kid was already learning, so he had no mitzvah to beat the kid up. That's the father that goes to galus. But ask the Gemara, no, didn't we already say twice? What did we say already? Even if the kid is learning, the Yisav mitzvah beat him up. Even if he's learning, if you feel like he needs it, it's a mitzvah. And it's the Gemara Bashulia Denagri. Now, we're not talking about a father teaching his kid Torah. We're talking about a father teaching his kid carpentry. And in that context, he has no right to beat him up. Shulia Denagri, Chiyusa Delamde. What do you mean? Of course he has a right to beat him up. He's teaching him a livelihood. That's a father's obligation. And it's the Gemara Degamir Umnusa Achriti. You're teaching him an extra livelihood. He already knows a livelihood, and you're just teaching him a wood shop as a hobby. Then you have no right to beat him up. So that's the case where if the father accidentally kills the kid, he'd go to galus. But if the father's doing any sort of mitzvah and he accidentally kills the kid by teaching him any sort of mitzvah, Torah, carpentry, any sort of mitzvah, the father wouldn't go to galus. It's only if he kills the kid by accident when he's teaching him a hobby. Main point number two, the case of the father going to galus is where you're teaching him an extra hobby. Something when he already has an umnus, he already knows how to make a living. You're teaching him an extra hobby. Va ben gol al yidei av. The Gemara goes on, and sometimes the son goes to galus for killing a father. So ask the Gemara Rumini. Wait a second, I'll ask you a contradiction. Make nefesh. Torah says you go to galus if you're make nefesh, if you smite a soul, prat lemake aviv, and that comes to exclude someone who hits his father. So apparently you don't go to galus for hitting your father. How can our mission say you do go to galus for hitting your father? Amar Rav Kana says, Lo kasha, ha Rabbi Shimon va Rabbanan. It all depends who you hold like in the major machlokes about which type of misa, which type of death is more severe, chenek or sayef. Lo Rabbi Shimon damar chenek chamer misayef. According to Rabbi Shimon, who thinks chenek is more severe than sayef, shigiga sayef nitna lekapara. When you kill somebody, normally you're chayef sayef. If you kill someone on purpose, normally you're chayef sayef. So if you do it by accident, you can get the kapara by going to an ir miklat. But if you do something worse than a chiyuv sayef, like hitting a father, that would be chenek, that would be worse, then you can't go to galus. It's too, you, what you did is too severe to get away with a simple solution like galus. But so shiga sayef nitna la kapara. If you did something that would normally be chayuv sayef, you did it b'shogeg, then you could get a kapara of galus. Shigas chenek lo nitna la kapara. But if you did something that normally you'd be chayiv chenek for, you can't get the kapara of going to galus. But the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, da amri sayif chamor mi chenek, who hold that sayif is more severe than chenek. So certainly you go to galus even if you did something that you normally chayiv sayif for. When you kill a regular guy, then for sure you should be able to go to galus if you hit your father by accident. Hore gavu b'shogeg shigas sayifu v'shigas sayif nitna la kapara. Someone who kills his father has done something that's shigas sayif, something that he's chayiv sayif for, and that he's able to get a kapara for. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, it's a different explanation. Why is it that our Mishnah says you go to galus if you kill your father? Prat la osa chabura ba'aviv b'shogeg. When after all we had another Brisa that said that you don't go to galus for hitting your father, pratlo sechabura ba'aviv b'shogeg. When we say you don't go to galus for hitting your father, it wasn't talking about killing him. You don't go to galus if you hit your father and you don't kill him. If you just wounded him, you go to galus if you killed him. If you just wounded him, then you don't go to galus. Why would I think you do? Salka daita chamina. I would have thought kiven de bemezid bar katalahu. Since if you hit your father on purpose, even if you don't kill him, you're chayiv misa. When you do it by accident, I would think you should go to galus. And therefore it tells me, no, you don't go to Gullus if you don't kill somebody. If you hit your father and you didn't kill him, you don't go to Gullus. Main point number three. Two opinions. Whether the phrase Maka Nefesh tells us that you don't go to Gullus when you kill a father, or just that you don't go to Gullus when you wound a father. Again, two opinions. Whether the phrase Maka Nefesh teaches us that you don't go to Gullus when you kill a father, or just that you don't go to Gullus when you wound a father. But when you kill a father, you would go. Hakol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael. We said that anyone goes to Gullus for killing a regular Jew. What do you mean, anyone? Who else besides regular Jews are there? Hakol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael Asuye Mai. Who does that come to include? Who's it talking about? La Asuye Eved Vakuti. It comes to include if an Eved, a servant, or a Kuti, a person who's from the Kuti people, kills a regular Jew, that even he would go to Gullus. Says Martanin Alaha, we already learned this in a Braisa. Ditan Rabban and the Braisa teaches us. Eved Vakuti Gola Veloka Al Yedei Yisrael. An Eved and a Kuti would go to Gullus for killing a Jew. The Yisrael Gola Veloka Al Yedei Eved Kuti. And a Jew, regular Jew, would go to Gullus for killing an Eved or a Kuti. Says Gemara, wait a second. Bishlam Eved Vakuti Gola Al Yedei Yisrael Veloka. I understand that you could say an Eved and a Kuti would go to Gullus for killing a Jew and would get Malkus for doing something to a Jew. Gola de Katale. He'd go to Gullus if he kills a Jew. Veloka delatie, and he'd get Malkus if he cursed a Jew. El Yisrael gola veloka al yedei kuti. But how can we say that a regular Jew goes to Gullus and would get Malkus for things he does to a kuti? Bishlam a gola, I understand he'd go to Gullus dekatle if he kills a kuti. That makes sense to me. El loka amai, why would he get Malkus for something he does to a kuti? What would he ever do to a kuti that he would get Malkus for? Delatie, what, that he curses a kuti? If you curse a kuti, you know what a kuti is? Kuti is a guy who takes the Torah Shebichsav very literally, and he didn't observe most of Torah Shebalpeh. They rejected most of the ways of the Torah. It's like, it's sort of like the practices of the Tzedukim. The Kutim were not exactly, they did things that were very, very different. They only converted to Judaism because they were afraid that they were going to get killed if they didn't, and they kept a lot of their old Avodah Zarah practices. It's not really about Torah Shebalpeh as much as just not really observing Torah faithfully. So why would you ever get Malkus for cursing a kuti? You know what the halacha is? You know who you're not allowed to curse? V'nasi ba'amcha lo sa'or. You're not allowed to curse someone who's in your nation. And we darshan, that means be'osa maisa amcha. You're only not allowed to curse someone who behaves like a Jew. A kuti doesn't behave like a Jew. There's no way to curse a kuti. So when would you ever get Malkus for cursing a kuti? For doing something to a kuti? Allah Rav Achbar Yaakov. Rav Achbar Yaakov says, here's where you would get Malkus for doing something to a kuti. Kigon shehayed bo buhuzan. You testified against the kuti and then you became an eidzome. So that you'd get Malkus for. Dekavasa gabe evet shehayed bo buhuzan. But wait a second. Now that can't be. Would we say the same thing that if you testify against an eved and you become an eidzome, that you'd be chayiv Malkus? Eved bar edusu, is an eved even someone that you would ever testify about? It doesn't make sense that would be what we were talking about, where you get Malkus by doing something to an eved or a kuti. Ella, third possibility. What did you do to the eved or kuti to deserve Malkus? Ella maravacha breidravika hachamai skingon shiiko haka shein bashava pruta. You hit him, but you damaged him less than a pruta's worth, a very tiny amount, where you can't have to pay because it's less than a shavar pruta. What do we do instead? We just give you Malkus. Dam Rabami Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabami Yom Rabbi Yochanan says, Hiko Akash Ein Ba Shavar Pruta. If you beat somebody up less than a shavar pruta's worth, Loke, you only get Malkus. Velo Makshinan Haka'a Leklala. And we don't say that you don't get Malkus because the guy's just a kuti and he doesn't behave like a Jew. No, that's just for cursing. For cursing, you don't get Malkus if you curse him because he doesn't behave like a Jew. But if you beat him up, you still get Malkus. Main point number four, final point. The case of getting Malkus for something you do to a kuti, the case where you'd get Malkus for something you do to a kuti, is not where you curse him. It's not where you testify against him. But it's where you hit him, you beat him up less than a shavar pruta's worth. You beat him up less than the value of a pruta. for something you do to a kuti. It's not where you curse him, it's not where you testified against him, but it's where you beat him up less than a shavar pruta's worth.